Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include the first Buddhist temple in Norwich and a royal honour. But first, a nasty electrical shock has landed two companies in trouble.
Two Norfolk companies are to be sentenced after admitting health and safety failings, which led to a Cossey man sustaining life-changing injuries when he suffered a massive electric shock. Jim Howes suffered an electric shock after the drilling rig he was working on came into contact with a power line, sending 33,000 volts through his body. The massive shock threw Mr. Howes of the street in Old Cossey to the ground and dangerously close to the still live line. His life was only saved by the swift actions of two police officers who dragged him to safety despite great risks to themselves. Norwich Magistrates Court, employers Norwich-based T.W. Page and Son and North Walsham-based L.F. Papworth, owners of the site, admitted health and safety breaches in relation to the incident at Felmingham in April 2014. Both companies will be sentenced at Norwich Crown Court after magistrates deemed their maximum sentencing powers were insufficient. Speaking to the paper last October, after PC Mark Brooks and Sergeant Derek Rutter were nominated for a Police Bravery Award for saving Mr. Howes, they said, "All the medical people have said it's a miracle, and I can't understand how I survived."
A Norwich City supporter is bringing together the worlds of football and faith in a new book. City fan and sports journalist Ollie Baines, along with colleague Liam Flint, will release Cross the Line, a book all about the relationship between the beautiful game and the Christian faith. The book features a series of interviews with professional footballers, past and present, who candidly discuss their faiths and how it impacted their lives in the sport. Mr. Baines, 23, of Frinton-on-Sea, Essex, said, "My two greatest passions in life are football and my faith, so I feel really blessed to be able to do something that combines these. I'm really excited about the book and had such a good time putting it together, interviewing such wonderful people." Among the 20 footballers interviewed by Mr. Baines and Mr. Flint are former World Footballer of the Year, Kaká, ex-Ipswich Town striker Darren Bent, and England forward Saido Berahino.
Staff at the Norwich branch of My Local have been given a lifeline just hours after the convenience store chain's owner announced plans to put the firm into administration. Supermarket Morrisons has offered to rescue up to 1,658 jobs if there are closures among the chain's 130 stores. My Local, which has a store on Mile Cross Lane, was sold to Greybull Capital last year by Morrisons. Administrators will try to sell the business as a going concern, but if they're unsuccessful, the stores will be sold off piecemeal or closed down. A spokesman for Morrisons said it wanted to help former colleagues.
It looks like an average suburban family home, but behind the doors of a property at Orchard Drive in Helsdon is a surprise, the first Thai Buddhist temple in the Norwich area. It will host one of Thailand's most important people when the Deputy Chief Monk comes to officially open the Wat Arun Norfolk UK Temple. The Deputy Chief Monk will be staying at the temple for 10 days, much to the excitement of the Thai community. Amojai Clark, one of the organisers, said, "He's very famous in Thailand and is on the news every day talking about religion and other things, so it's very important that he is coming. We have a Thai Buddhist temple in London, Birmingham and Cambridge, but people said they wanted one in Norwich, so we decided to rent a house for people to come to. They can come and pray and see the monk and feel better. It is similar to church like that." A handful of monks is scheduled to visit in the coming weeks, with each staying at the temple for a short period. Everyone is welcome to attend the event. However, women are not allowed in the temple after 3 p.m. The deputy monk will spend hours chanting, praying, and will only eat two meals a day, fasting in the evenings.
The chairman of the Norwich community, Green Jim, has been recognised as a community hero thanks to his work with people who have physical or mental disabilities. Ernie Woodrow has been named as a recipient of the Prime Minister's Points of Light Award, a recognition afforded to outstanding volunteers. He has won the award for his work with the Community Gym, which is an innovative project combining conservation and exercise. Mr. Woodrow, who chose to retire early due to illness, leads a team of volunteers with physical and mental disabilities who keep fit by completing a range of outdoor tasks. These tasks include litter picking, gardening, path clearing, and growing vegetables on the gym's allotment. His work was praised by Prime Minister David Cameron, who said Ernie is the heart and soul of this innovative voluntary conservation group. By getting his team involved in conservation work in the outdoors, he's providing volunteers with opportunities to improve their fitness while taking care of green spaces in their community.
Work has begun on a bespoke facility at Norwich Research Park, which could speed up the development and supply of vaccines and pharmaceuticals. The building will house Leaf Systems, a bioscience business which uses patented hypertrans technology developed by scientist Professor George Lomonosov at the neighbouring John Innes Centre. The technology, which uses plants to grow proteins, is already being used under licence to manufacture flu vaccines for trial in Canada and the US, and will be used to grow products for international partners. Construction work, which has been carried out by R.G. Carter, should be completed within 6 months, and Leaf Systems expects to be fully operational by the end of March 2017. Dr. Sally Ann Forsyth, Chief Executive of Norwich Research Partners LLP, said, "One of our key objectives is to nurture bioscience business ventures established as spin-outs from research facilities based at the park."
The founder of an online community for carers has been honoured by the Princess Royal at a ceremony at Buckingham Palace. Wendy Maxwell, who runs Chill for Us Carers, helps to bring the outside world into the lives of those unable to leave their home because they're caring for a loved one. She was made an MBE in an investiture ceremony, which also saw Stephanie Houghton, captain of the England women's football team, honoured. The 73-year-old of Holt Road in Helston was inspired to set up Chill for Us Carers by the experience of looking after her mother, Irene Hodkinson, who was battling with pancreatic cancer and has campaigned tirelessly to give computers to around 500 people who can't afford them. Speaking when her honour was announced in the New Year's list, she said, "It's part of my life now. So many people say they couldn't do without it. They have been telling me for years it's their life support." She has run the service, which relies on donations, fundraising and gifts, for more than 12 years on a voluntary basis. The website has a games arcade and a forum, which is used constantly throughout the day and night. It has grown since its conception, and she has launched an additional project, Computers for Carers, to enable carers who are unable to afford a computer or laptop to gain access to a refurbished one, in liaison with local business and residents. She's also arranged courses for carers at Helston Library to help carers get to grips with the latest technology.
A former ironmonger's shop in the Golden Triangle could be turned into a hot food takeaway with bedsits above it. The Burrells site in Unthank Road, Norwich, has been empty since 2008, and planning permission for its demolition was approved in 2014. However, fresh plans have been lodged to demolish the former shop building, retain the workshop building, and build a new two-storey building to include a hot food takeaway and a four-bedroom dwelling above it. Transport officers at the City Council said parking spaces should not be added to the front of the building as it was too near a pedestrian crossing. They called for bollards to be installed around the edge of the private boundary to prevent parking, and noted only the business premises will be eligible for parking permits. Applicants said the frontage will be of a traditional appearance with large windows. They added that the building was not listed. Denise Carlo, City Councillor for Nelson Ward, said that it was sad to see the building standing empty, and she hoped the traditional frontage could be retained.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. When you've finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Just keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Brian Kerridge. We always like to hear from you, so please do call on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. From everyone at Chatterbox, goodbye, and don't forget to stay tuned for Let's Talk.